Hey, before we dive into today's episode, I had to let you know that I just launched my brand new Front Row CEO virtual staffing agency, and we provide efficient, reliable, and affordable virtual assistants for your business. After personally vetting more than 100 VAs and matching them with clients, I know now that we have a proven system to find your perfect match virtual assistant. And we're not your typical agency. We, the team, have extensive experience with all aspects of the hiring process. And we take pride in personally selecting top-notch virtual assistants who will meet your unique business requirements. Our vetting process is super unique, and we continue to optimize this process to make sure we are only finding the best of the best VAs. We also do not charge ongoing fees or manage and mark up your VA's wage. So you can learn more about this at ceovirtualstaffing.com. And right now we have capacity for 30 new clients. If you are number 31 or 32, that doesn't mean that you can't join us. It just means you might have to wait a week or two. So go to ceovirtualstaffing.com. Now let's get into the episode.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vay, Nerdchuck, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
In this episode, I want to share with you the results of our debrief meeting from our recent six-figure launch, specifically $123,841 of our Front Row CEO program. But before I start, I want to just define a few terms for you so that we're on the same page. I know that when I first started an online business, I would hear people talk about pre-launch, launch, open cart, close cart, and all these things that were really confusing to me. So what is a pre-launch? So a pre-launch is when you start setting the table, and to the outside world, it may not be obvious that you're about to head into a launch, but you are most certainly being very deliberate about all of the content that you're putting out in the world. Now, you always want to be deliberate about the content that you're putting out into the world, but when you know that a launch is coming up, then you know you need to start getting people to be thinking a certain kind of way. So the course that I just launched is called Front Row CEO, and the promise of this course is that by the end of the program, you will have already hired, trained, and onboarded your perfect match, affordable virtual assistant. And I go one step further and say that this virtual assistant is not just a contractor, but the kind of virtual assistant who is going to be with you for years and years, not just weeks or months. This is somebody who's going to grow with you inside of your business. So as you might imagine, with a topic like this, I really kind of have to move people a pretty big distance. Now, there's a small percentage of people who know they need a virtual assistant and they've been looking for a program like this. So when they see it, they're ready to jump on board right away. They can't wait for the cart to open. And I really don't have to do a lot of work with those people. But what is more often the case is that there are a lot of people who have thought about hiring a virtual assistant or suspect that they probably need to go ahead and hire a virtual assistant. But there's so much resistance because there is so much fear, doubt, uncertainty, previous bad experiences, so much baggage. And so it's not enough for me to just offer this product and then talk about it for a few days and then open the cart up and be like, okay, come and get it. What I have to do is gradually start to introduce them to all that is possible once you hire a virtual assistant, why you can't afford not to hire a virtual assistant, why it's so much easier than you think it is. And I have to share other people's success stories so they can imagine themselves in the other person's shoes. There are so many objections that really need to be overcome, and I need the runway to do that. So in this pre-launch phase, I'm just looking to make sure that all of my podcast episodes and any content that I put out there, however loosely, is tied into the idea of building a team, creating systems, and scaling our businesses. During this pre-launch phase, we were also very deliberate in our list building. And this is really a crucial part of success with a launch, or at least it was a crucial part of our success with this launch. The bottom line is this. when you have an offer, any offer, statistically, you are obviously going to sell more if you're able to present the offer to more people. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about how we don't need a giant list to be successful. And this is true for sure. I work with entrepreneurs in my very small group program, the 90 Day Accelerator, where many of our participants have very small lists and very big launches. But that's another kind of launch. Those launches tend to be more internal and require more personal one-to-one outreach. And a significant part of my own revenue is based on a similar model. But for the launch of a course or a membership site, we need volume. And that's because a course or a membership site is going to be a lower price point than one of your more exclusive, smaller programs. So we started 6 weeks prior to our cart open day with our list building. We used a simple PDF. It was a checklist with the title 160 plus things to delegate to your virtual assistant. And we started running these ads about a month, or like I said, 6 weeks prior to our cart open date. But I had actually planned on starting 2 months prior. I was just having trouble getting myself together. I was very distracted by all the drama with whether or not the kids were going to go back to school virtually or in real life or hybrid. And I had to squeeze in a very long road trip to see my mom in South Carolina, who has been unwell, and another long road trip to take my son back to college, which was basically a week long road trip. And we're going to get back to that in a minute because it is important. So these PDF ads did really, really well. We were getting leads for 75 cents on average per lead. And by the time we were done, we had added about 8,000 names to our email list. After people opted in for this PDF, our thank you page invited them to a pop-up Facebook group. I really, really recommend creating a pop-up Facebook group to coincide with your launch. The reason is that once you have people in the group, you can really engage with them. You can really shine. You can give them massive value. You can create community. It's really a wonderful thing. You can create a lot of excitement, and you can really get a sense of how your launch is going based on the activity level in the pop-up group. Now, even though we were driving people to the pop-up group, our intention was not to start any activity in that pop-up group until mid-August. The purpose of our pop-up group was to be a space where people could discuss the videos in our four-part video series, and we weren't planning on starting the video series until mid-August. And the other really great thing about a Facebook group, as you probably already know, is you can ask each person up to 3 questions before you admit them into the group. So we asked each person for their email address, even though we probably already had it from them opting in. We asked again. We also asked them what they hope to get out of the video training series and to tell us a little bit about their business. This is pure gold. You can capture this information manually. If you have a virtual assistant helping you, they can easily take the information and just copy and paste it onto a spreadsheet. We use a software that allows us to literally just click a button and it adds all of that information to a spreadsheet. And I'll put a link to that software in the show notes. Now, once we let them in the group, we tag each person underneath the welcome video. This makes sure that they see the welcome video. And in the welcome video, we're letting them know, like, welcome to the group. Things are going to kick off on whatever the date was, August the whatever. And make sure you check out the calendar of events. And, you know, we just, all the things that you want to say. The other thing that we did was post a graphic calendar of all the things that would be happening in the group once things kicked off. So we created it in Canva. I'll put a link to the graphic in the show notes so you could see that as well. And on the calendar, we scheduled things like group surprise. That's what it says on the calendar, group surprise and group training. And basically everything that we would have going on in the group, we put it on that calendar. We wanted to get them really excited. And we also tagged them underneath this calendar. Then we opened the group up for activity just before video one was published. There were 4 videos in total. So every day after a video published, I would go live using my favorite live streaming software called StreamYard. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. So StreamYard allows you to go live across multiple platforms at one time. It really is so amazing. So the people in the group were watching the video in the group, but I would actually be broadcasting it everywhere. And then I would say on the live stream, if you're watching this video from outside the group, you want to make sure and join our group so you can get this worksheet or the PDF or whatever I was offering that day. So basically, our mission was to just keep driving people into that group. We also encourage people to leave their homework underneath the video or to comment underneath the videos, because we did regular drawings in the group for some really cool prizes. And we drew from the names of the people who were engaging. So once they clued into this, and I mean, we told them, we're like, hey, this is, you know, we're getting ready to draw this awesome prize and we're getting these names from the people who are participating and engaging. So once we saw that they were doing this, they really started to ramp up their engagement. So now at this point, we were running all sorts of Facebook ads. We're running Facebook ads to the videos themselves, or we did these little trailers of the videos. We were running retargeting ads. We were running ads to videos of me inviting them into the training series, like videos of me like walking and talking outside, inviting them to the series. We were just running a lot of Facebook ads. And I was prepared to spend between $12,000 and $15,000 in Facebook ads because I knew the return was there. I know that if you've never really invested in Facebook ads, that might sound like a scary number. But if you're targeting the right people and everything else is in place, meaning you have a solid offer and the pricing is right, good audiences, all the things, then the odds are good that you're going to get a great return on your investment. Plus, I had launched this course twice before. The first time we launched it as a beta at $497, and we did a 5-day challenge, not a video series, for that launch. And then the second time we launched it, we raised the price to $997, and that's when we did the video series. And we were also able to test that PDF that I told you about, the 160 things to delegate to your VA, with Facebook ads during that launch, and we knew that it would do well. This very last time that we launched, this most recent launch, we raised the price of the course to $12.97. And of course, we repeated that very same video series. The video series method of launching was created by Jeff Walker. It's something he calls product launch formula. And I'll just link to his book in the show notes so you could learn all about it. He has a course, but truthfully, you can learn everything you need to know about PLF in his book. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. I also want to say that I am a regular content creator. I have a regular video show called the Front Row Friday Show, and I have a regular podcast and a flash briefing. I'm very active on social media. So all of those things also, of course, help me in this launch. So I don't want anybody to think that you could just show up 6 weeks prior to your launch and have the same sort of success. I mean, you could. I'm not saying you can't. It's not impossible, but I would say that it's going to be unusual. And I just want to make sure that I'm being really super transparent about this whole thing. So when our cart opened on August the 27th, we started running ads directly to our sales page. And whenever we would add a bonus, we would run an ad to the bonus. We ran ads to announce that the cart was closing. So again, lots and lots of ads were running, and we actually ended up coming in under our budget, or right at our budget, spending about $12,000 overall. So here's some solid numbers for you. So we were launching to a list size of 16,500, but we really thought it was more valuable to look at what our launch list size was. So by launch list, what I mean is the people who are actually engaged in the launch. It's a much smaller number. So we considered the people in our pop-up group as our launch list. And there were only 1,457 people in that pop-up group. Now, there were people who are watching the videos who didn't join the group, and we had those people tagged in our email service provider accordingly. But we really looked at our launch list size as the 1,400 people who were in the Facebook group. If you've ever launched before, now you know that that first day and that last day are really when all the action happens in terms of sales. And if you've never launched before, let me tell you that now. All of your sales are going to come in the first and the last day. And every day in between is pure agony. And you just think, oh my gosh, this is not going to happen. This is going to be a total failure. And that was very true for this launch, even though I had been through this a number of times. It's just gut-wrenching. So in this launch, our total revenue on cart open day was $28,237, which was 22% of our total units sold. And then every day in between was pretty slow and lousy, and I was biting my nails. But then on cart close day, our revenue was $49,989, which was almost 40% of our total units sold. The other thing that we did this time that we had never done before is before we even started running ads, we reached out to the members of our Front Row VIP membership group. And again, shout out to Akanksha for this great idea. We reached out to the members of my private membership and we extended a special early bird offer to them. And we basically said, if you purchase CEO early, you'll get it at the old price. Because remember, we raised the price this time. And so you'll get it at the old price before the price goes up. And we also offered a special pre-sale to the audience of one of our affiliates. So I did a special webinar for one of my affiliates. So before we ever opened our cart, we had already earned $16,690. This meant that all of our Facebook ads and pretty much most of our expenses for the launch were covered. A really, really good feeling to have. That meant that every dollar earned from cart open day and beyond would be total profit. So, what worked especially well for us in this launch?
This episode is brought to you by the Front Row Accelerator. This 90-day implementation and accountability program is all about crushing a major business goal, working one-on-one with Jen, and a small group. This might be a revenue goal, or it might be to finally build your audience or launch a membership site, course, or podcast. Get started today at 90dayaccelerator.net.
Well, one thing I did this time that I've done before, but never at this scale, is that I shared my phone number publicly with Facebook ads and via email and via live stream. I really encouraged people to call me if they had questions. And surprisingly, there weren't that many people who called me in that I wasn't swamped with phone calls. It was manageable. But I would say that every single person that I spoke with on the phone ended up converting into a sale. Not to mention the fact that it was really so much fun. And I really enjoy getting to talk to people from all over the world and learning about their businesses and their struggles. And it just helped me to stay so on message and to stay relevant in all my messaging throughout the launch. And the other thing is, when you look at all those new leads that my Facebook traffic was bringing in, right? What did I say? 8,000 new leads were coming into my list. These are people who were not familiar with me at all. So much can happen on a phone call so much faster than any other way. You know, sometimes we just forget about the old fashioned phone, but it's awesome. Also, our timing was really, really good on this in that we weren't competing with Amy Porterfield or Marie Forleo or James Wedmore with our Facebook ads. Last time when we launched in February, we had really good conversions. Like we were getting 75, 85, 95 cents per lead on the PDF, the same PDF in the beginning. And it was like the minute Marie Forleo started launching, our ads doubled. And so this time we didn't have to compete with her or anybody else. And, you know, we did look to see when everybody was launching. It wasn't a happy coincidence. Sometimes, you know, they could surprise you and like launch early or something. But we were really happy about that. Also, because this was our third launch, we really had our systems in place. We had been through two debriefs already of two launches, so we already had so much in place. We had our emails in place. And of course, you're always adding new emails and editing them and so forth. But we had our main emails in place. We had our videos. So all that was a really big help. Another thing that we did this time that we've never done before is that we took all of our testimonial videos, and we really do have quite a large library of fantastic testimonial videos, and we turned those into audiograms, which those are those little graphics that you see typically for podcasts, and it has the audio wave bar that goes across the graphic with a soundbite attached to it, usually about a minute long. Well, we did those, and we put them everywhere. We ran them every single day, several times a day, in the Facebook group, all over Facebook, on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, everywhere. We really were not shy about it. They were so good, and we really wanted everybody to see them. And by the way, the way that we're able to get these fantastic testimonial videos is we make it a point of trying to do an exit interview with every single person in our programs. Not only does this give us a great testimonial video, but it obviously helps to make our program better, because in the exit interview, we also ask them, hey, what can we do to make the program better? And they tell us, and then we make those changes and we make the program better. We were also really active in our Instagram and our Facebook stories through this launch, and really just trying to stay current with all the activities we had going on in the Facebook group. We hosted a coffee day. We purchased a Starbucks gift card and we loaded a certain amount of money on that. And then we invited everybody in the Facebook group to go to their local Starbucks with this gift card and purchase a coffee on us. And we asked them to share a picture of their coffee with the hashtag FrontRowCEO and post it to the group and on their social media. And another big shout out to Akanksha on our team who had this great idea. So this was really fun and we think everybody enjoyed it, and we will definitely be doing that again next time. Now, you know, earlier when I was talking about those three questions that you ask in your Facebook group and how those can be gold, well, they really, really are. One thing that we did was we printed the list and we highlighted all of the questions or the people who we wanted to focus on. And then I sent direct messages using Facebook Messenger to certain people. And I would say something like, hey, Claire, I'm so glad that you joined the training series. And I see that you have a pet food store. And I really have a lot of great ideas for you on how you can really leverage a virtual assistant in your business. Oh, and I also see you live in Montana. I love Montana. I was just there last summer. You're so lucky to live there. Well, anyway, you know where I am if you need me, and looking forward to learning more about you and your business. Not even that long, actually, right? Just hello, welcome. Glad you're here. The other thing that we did was we took the questions that they had and the struggles that they mentioned by answering these questions. And I did a whole podcast episode of rapid fire Q&A where I literally answered all of those questions on a podcast. And not to mention, it really told me exactly what they wanted. So then I could go into the pop-up group and I could live stream and answer these questions very explicitly, either by addressing the question directly and saying, hey, we had a question about this, or just not even giving that introduction, just launching in with content that I knew would answer that question. I knew that what I was talking about was going to land. And shout out to my VA, Nika, for that idea. That was completely Nika's idea, and we'll definitely be doing that again. Now, what would we do differently next time? Well, I would start earlier on those private audio messages that I sent via Facebook Messenger. They're so super powerful, but I had 1,500 people in the group. While that's not a ton of people, that's a ton of messages, right? Like to send. So I still don't think I would be able to reach all those people, even if I, you know, started way in advance. But I think next time I will start at the very beginning and give myself a quota of like 10 or 15 a day. I also think I'm going to create a launch concierge team and maybe divide all of those pop-up group members alphabetically into groups and do something where each of these concierges will reach out to each member of the pop-up group, you know, in that alphabet section that they're in charge of, and welcome them and ask them if they have any questions and so forth. The key to success with these pop-up groups is to keep people engaged, because you know how it is. You join a Facebook group, sounds like a good idea, and you never go back in there ever again. I'm also going to use the launch team to tag every single person in the group every single time we live stream. And I think next time when we launch, I'm going to include our Front Row CEO content creation system. It's this really luxurious planner for every person who purchases. This time around, we made it a fast action bonus, but I really think it would be nice to include it with every purchase next time. But don't hold me to that, because I'm not certain that we're going to do that. It's just a maybe. Because we ran Facebook ads to call me, I did get phone calls, but we weren't sure if those phone calls were coming from the ad or from the emails or all the other places where I was telling people to call me. So next time, what we're going to do is run ads to a Google Voice phone number, and then all the other phone numbers that I advertise will be to my regular phone number. And that way, every time I get a Google Voice number, I'll know that the ad was working or it wasn't working. So we have a lot of Messenger bot subscribers, and it wasn't until the last minute that we decided to deploy our bot. And we created this really cool funnel, but because you have to launch it as a Facebook ad, it took forever to get approved. And in fact, it really didn't get shown to many people at all. So next time, you know, assuming that we still have access to, you know, because so much is changing with ManyChat and Messenger ads, assuming we can still access it, we're going to start running that a lot sooner. And finally, I did something that seemed really cool at the time, and I might do it again, but maybe a little differently because it didn't exactly work. But what we did was we started saying, if you have any questions, click here and join our live conference room. And so basically they would click the link, and we had a custom URL for it as well. I don't remember what it was, but, you know, click the link and we will be there in the live conference room. And when they click the button, it would take them to a Zoom room. And we had on the screen a graphic that said, take a seat, we'll be right with you. And we had our cameras turned off, but we had the doorbell turned on. And so because my team is in the Philippines, that meant that we could pretty much be there day or night if somebody came into the live conference room. And of course, we could be working on our other work and just when we hear the doorbell, pop over into that room. So again, we thought about it a little late in the game and we only had a few people who came into the live conference room, but I still think it's a cool idea and I'm going to try it again next time, but I'm just going to think it through a little more. Now here's where things get kind of meta. So you know how earlier I mentioned that I was in the middle of a lot of stressful things and we got started on our list building like a month later than we had actually intended? Well, all of that is 100% true. In fact, I was just thinking, well, I'll just do what I can do in this launch. And if we just end up, you know, maybe somewhere around 50K, I'll be more than happy, which is what we did the last launch, a little more than 50K. And I thought, you know, if that's the best we could do, because I'm not really able to be fully present for this launch, then I'll be happy with that. But I knew one thing for certain, and that was I was not going to rush my kid off to college and not enjoy what could be a really special time with him. Like so many kids his age right now are having to make really tough decisions about whether or not to go back to college virtually or do a hybrid model or to take a leave of absence. My son had to do all of that as well. And his school, Tulane University, was offering the opportunity to go back in person. And after a lot of soul searching and research and back and forth, my son decided that he did want to give it a shot and go back in person. But I was not comfortable getting on a plane, and I just proposed that we make this a long road trip, and fortunately, he agreed with that. So instead of getting in the car and rushing down there on this 15-hour road trip, I decided that I wanted to make this something really fun and special. I wanted to take our time, so we turned it into a 3-day road trip on the way down, and we got to New Orleans several days early and were able to hang out there for a few days and really just have some nice time together. Meanwhile, I had this launch hanging over my head, but what I also had was an amazing team who had my back. So that's where it gets meta. It's because this whole program that I'm launching is all about how you can have a thriving business and enjoy your life and your family and your passions if you have a team to back you up. If you could step away from your business and know that things are still going to hum along nicely and that you don't have to be behind every important decision and every move that gets made, you're winning. So I really kind of loved the fact that while I was launching and doing live streams from hotel rooms and having phone calls on the road with people who had questions about the program, I really loved walking the talk in real time. They were seeing me launch. And they were seeing me enjoy it and enjoy the process. And I really was. Talking to people on the phone and live streaming is what I love. Setting up deadline funnels and scheduling emails and answering customer service issues and running Facebook ads is not what I wanted to be doing. And my son was helping me. We were having so much fun. He would read some of the questions off the list or tell me. He was reading that printout I was telling you about that people would put their questions and a little bit about their business in the group. And it led to so many great conversations with my son. It was just really amazing. Now, you can have a six-figure launch without a team. You totally can. I've seen people do it, but it is a lot of work and you're going to have to give up a lot as well. So there is a better way. So if you want to get on the waiting list for Front Row CEO and learn how to hire your perfect match virtual assistant, just go to frontrowceo.com. And when we run the program again, you'll be the first to know about it. So I hope you found this debrief of our recent launch helpful. You know, I'm currently working with the members of our VIP Accelerator 90-day program very closely to have six-figure launches of their own. And we're already accepting applications for our next accelerator, which will launch early in the beginning of 2021. So if you're interested in working closely with me and my team, just go to 90dayaccelerator.net and fill out the application. And if you have any questions at all about this episode, head over to Instagram and comment under our latest post, which should be a post about this episode, like the graphic will say, whatever the title is, the launch debrief. And my Instagram handle is Jen_LEHNER. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.